It's been a minute since I produced a new documentary film, and I'm so pleased to announce a virtual premiere of a new short film called TBI and My Longest Ride, about Kajimo Moritz, on December 18th. I met Kajimo in passing several times over the years at disability awareness events or brain injury groups. He often carried printouts of the story of his major life change from a very severe traumatic brain injury. But it wasn't until 2019 that we connected. It was then that I got to learn so much more depth to the story of before his life change and life now with a neurodisability. He asked me to make a documentary, and, well, here we are. When we started the film project, we planned to interview Kajimo's acupuncturist and speech therapist and show him in sessions working with them. These are super important pieces to Kajimo's story. Like many peers with TBI, he hasn't gotten enough support over the years, so you definitely want to shine the spotlight on people who are there, who are supporting his recovery, who are on his team. There were scheduling snafus, holiday breaks, a major break I took to deal with some life curveballs, and then the ultimate, the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, all the interviews that had been hard to schedule were completely off the table. I wasn't even sure if I could film Kajimo riding a bike. Once info came out over the summer that wearing a mask, staying outside, and keeping our physical distance meant we were safe to film, we resumed. Still, the film had to be pared down to things I could film outside and from a distance. That left us with biking, which was always going to be a major part of the film, but now it was the film. There's a picture in the blog post of getting set up for an interview at Mount Tabor with videographer Kai Tillman. Kajimo sits in the shade of a tree wearing a fabric face covering, and Kai leans into his video camera, focusing the shot. Please join us for a screening of the short film, TBI and My Longest Ride, about Kajimo's journey, Friday, December 18th, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific. A former apparel tech apparel designer, Carl Kajimo Moritz faced the ultimate life change when he was bicycle commuting home from work in 2010 and was hit head-on by a car. After a severe traumatic brain injury and 5 weeks in a coma, he was faced with the reality that Western medicine and Medicare coverage cannot provide enough for the lifelong process of healing. Taking matters into his own hands, Kajimo developed a healing plan with healthy eating, acupuncture, speech therapy, neurofeedback, and high cardio velodrome track riding. He embarked on what he calls spinning for neurogenesis, improving cognition and overall brain bandwidth, and reconnecting with his sons and his community. There's another photo showing Kajimo after riding laps at the Alpenrose Velodrome. Photo credit, Oliver Baker. Kajimo walks down the long track with his fixed-gear track bike on a bright, sunny day. His shirt has a custom-designed logo of a bike cogwheel inspired by a yin-yang symbol and Team Kajimo written in red. Text on the picture says, TBI and My Longest Ride, My Documentary Film. There will be a Q&A with Kajimo Moritz, the star of the film, and me, Cheryl Green, filmmaker, following the short film. ASL interpretation, audio description, and live captioning will be provided. Attendance is free. Donations will be accepted at paypal.me/WAITSI. TBI and My Longest Ride was funded by a generous grant from the Regional Arts and Culture Council. This event is sponsored by Brain Injury Connections Northwest. Register for the free Zoom screening event at https://tinyurl.com/Y6PLKUZW. It's all small letters. tinyurl.com/Y6PLKUZW.